אלס בשלישו. נזק וחצי נזק, תשלום מקיף ותשלום אבו, חמישו בשליש. נעלה את זה רעש. תנמום את זה שלישו וגמורי אלפינו. גזילס, קיף ופיקות, ומששול הרבה יד, הווי גז. וכן אחית את מיד חביר הווי גז. So, whether he just grabs from another, so that's גזילס. או יסקיף על פיקודי, כגיב היגל חניס ואין המצרי. So now Rashi emphasizes, כגיב היגל חניס ואין המצרי, in other words, in order to be considered a gazlan, so it must be דרך הלמס. As a matter of fact, the Ram, in Sanhedrin, in Perik the Beira says, that even though we say, אסמכת לא יקניה, so המסך לי ביקוביה is not possible to be the right. But if אסמכת לא יקניה, so there is no אקנוי, so it should be possible to be the right. So he says, because when does he become in Gazlan the Raise only if he does it there at home? By force, through violence. He came by Yitzhak HaKhanis in HaMitzri. But when Mitzachi Bikuvye, so true it's Loi Kanye, so there is no Gnera Daz. But it's not there at home. So Memele is not a Gazlan the Raise, but only with Rabot. So Rashi apparently also here emphasizes
for your mumcha l'rabi don't appeal yechid.
In other words, what when you consider the gazlan in the reise,
mumcha l'rabi means someone who is kovro of isokvayo or b'sharat kontal, chochem muve, not stam chochem, but chochem muve.
But it's not the reise, so then it's not the reise. By the cognitive, also the So if you accept it,
or even if you make a mistake, they still accepted your psak din. So then, you don't have to pay. Because they won't be
covered.
Avo,
the moment he starts paying
the omro,
the money, but of course, once he starts paying the money that he borrowed,
but if they won't be covered, you
have to pay back. The child starts spending.
But he just said, the whole becoming of what he said, we want you to be done with this all.
So if we say the loudest,
he passed with him correctly, he made a mistake in the psak. So then he has to pay.
The moment he starts spending, then he acquires.
So he has to pay the dying to pay.
Now,
but he doesn't have to reverse it. He doesn't upset the thing. The psak thing. He doesn't upset the psak.
So still, in the lake. This is what
the Gemara is patient.
Now, the Gemara,
if someone is a Munchel Rabbi,
even if he
didn't get Rishus from the Gemara, so the thing is, the only Nafkimine between the case where he got Rishus from the Gemara, if he got Rishus from the Gemara, he doesn't even have to pay. But if he got Rishus from the Gemara, so then he doesn't even have to pay. So what's the raya? So the raya is, he only says if you didn't get rishus on the yuruse, so you have to pay. But you can't reverse the psak din. In other words, the psak din remains the psak din.
So
It's
his like any other person that he has this bucket.
The implication being, suppose, he would voluntarily submit it's his right to his dintor, so then the Dayan, the Munchel Rabbi, the Yechidi, couldn't be done by Alkohol. That's how it's
Mashmah Rash.
Because if Rashi Shita had been, that the Munchel Rabbi can be done even by Alkohol,
that's why he's not possibly.
Now, Tate says, don't have the Yechidi. So he says,
so in certain situations, he denied it. So you now, that's why Rashi says,
we can't
he had all the points to deny it. In fact, he's still
because.
Before
the Besen of Zablon,
But so now, now, so if he says I want to litigate, but I want the business of law, so that is true. But suppose he refuses to litigate it before the business of law, so then the other body can force it to litigate before any business of law. And the middle of it, but so the business of law can force a body to litigate. The only thing is the body is supposed to say, no, I want. To litigate before a business of law. But from Rashi it's not much like that. Because Rashi says, so what does it mean, Loi? If they won't be couple, they will be building toys. But they won't be couple. They did voluntarily submit to the bed. But only dinosaur didn't take it. But it was about Cohen. So then is the implication being that if they didn't submit voluntarily altogether, so Yochim Mumche cannot be that. That's how it's mashma from Teisve. Of course, it's really Teisve. Here, when it says, don't have to be a chidi, Yochim Lo be a chidi. Because according to Rashi, we have to say that the Yochim Mumche Rashi that the chidi means only if the Palestine voluntarily submit. Otherwise, not that. But they don't have to be a couple of pounds themselves, really, really do it. But they have to submit. Bal Kochay, he cannot be done. Yochim Mumche. And Tezus, it is that he can be done. So that Tezus mentions here. And Tezus, we are much more than a Fulchidi. And then the other Tezus, we learn in Jewish reason. So Tezus, we must take our Rashi. So Lord, the first thing, Pius, we come here. We learn in the Amra, we die as Lord in Tezus.
No. Because of so thin the
Lord,
so smuchim is not required.
Because dim kei my dying of your staff you look up of his sovereign name. Masha also we shall be base. So how can the Gemara be midai? That Yochim Mumche L'Rav. Yochim Mumche L'Rav Mechochem Mishkalton L'Visoch. So he can be done. So his din is a din. He can be done. His din is a din. Even without Kabbalah's Rishus, why do we have to resort? Because he's Yochim Mumche. Mother Shech, if we are dealing with a case where they submitted voluntarily, so even if he's not Yochim Mumche, so if they submitted voluntarily, they just said dinosaur didn't take it. So it's all
not required. So you had this question.
So, because you didn't give my dying word, and after one week of his sovereign, so that's your source. We shall not be even if it's not working. We don't have a because Rabbi says that Shnaim should don't know the woman is the back of his body. Rabbi says that all of the time at the very beginning. Don't have a with the Kahaye, the Hibis Azaka, the Hibis Antonia, the Atomic, Mashiosu, whom shall be basic, so we see that the Din is valid, the Psalm is valid. But he has to pay. But Rabuye says, Shalim Shadon is the most of a hackle in the
day.
It's null and void. So Hamas gives a blue line. Yochav, I shall be saved only. Diamond Lord is here. Diamond Lord is here. So we see that even if he's not the Mukhal Rabbi, so if they said, if they voluntarily submitted to the Torah, so then, the din is a din, even if he's not going to be sovereign, even though he's not in Mumchal Rav. How do you know? Maybe this twice is reference to the case where he's in Mumchal Rav. So,
So they say, oh, because you keep my guys walking up, you come to the Sonoma Show, so 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 you come to the So we have to say, it's so passion, I wasn't that much, man. Because what is the safety council mean on Mughal Rabbi? Not only Mughal Rabbi, so he's put on the challenge, so that means Mughal Rabbi, and that's in the council, he should come to the Jew. So then he's put on the challenge. Because if he wasn't, we come on the Jew, so he's not put on the challenge. So the mayor, Rashi could say, even though the passion is a washing.
So Rabbi
says he
indicates
the way Teisha says, but Rashi could explain it. Before the Reishi, it says, the Reishi could also deal with Mughal Rabbi. But the Reishi says that he's highly Mishal. But Mashi also says, Mishal is amazing. So the Reishi, so both the Reishi and the Seife have reference.
So
to
the question is why does
Rabbi Buderation say that he is highly shalay, so it has reference to the king's so royal temporary issues.
So he didn't get fired on this
Muslim. And the same thing from Mughal Rabbi says that where he got the shoes. Where he got the shoes, he got the shoes, that's why, so why does he say to use the Russian Mughal Rabbi? Now, so that's not difficult, because the Chiddush HaRav mentions two days. What does it mean, Nitzinas Rishus? Now, the Gemara says that the Chutz Loretz, we require just Rishus, from the Rishus, but Rishus from the Nasi is not effective.
The Baal says,
why? Because the Nasi so does not have jurisdiction of a Chutz Loretz. The Rishus says, we keep our community, so we have jurisdiction of he over Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. But the Nasi, he only has jurisdiction over Yisrael or Yoris HaSmur. Not over Chutz Loretz, but over Yisrael, he doesn't have jurisdiction. So the same, so just as the Rishus of the Rishuruse is effective to pattern the diamond from Tashlumi in Chutz Loretz and in the Chutz Loretz, so the Rishus of the Rishuruse is also effective, but not over Chutz Loretz, it's effective over Yisroel, over Yisroel and Ayoris Asmuri. So what does it mean? So the Chiddush HaRav mentions today.
And then they'll come to
first the day of the Rambam,
and maybe they'll testify
that one is his son, and he got smiches from his son. So then he's also part of Tashlum.
And then
the Shite. There's the Shite of the Rambam. There's the Shite of the Rambam. Why then? Does the Gemara prophesy? Rishus from the Nosi, so it's not. Dafki Rishus from the Nosi. In other words, he got Smiche. Smiche means Rishus. The Rambam calls Smiche Yeshloch Rishus Lodi. So if he got Smiche from any song, not Dafki the Nosi, so he's part of Tashlumi. So why do the more emphasize Rishus from the Nosi? So the Rambam mentions. Because the Yerushal in the first period of Sanhedrin says that Borishim and Rambam also passed. Borishim also, any song could give smicha to somebody else. Even if he did not have to be, he did not require that there was no requirement at first, that the Nosi must participate in the smicha, in the hasmot, in the smicha. But then the Chachomim will be sake that no somuch should give smiche without the nosi, and the also be sake that the nosi should not give smiche without consulting davvet. So that's the Tekon of Chachomim. But Midrashe, any somuch can give smiche. So the Rabban Shiddin is that when we say that in order that the dying should be potter of Tashlumi, so in case he makes a mistake, so then he must get some shoes from the Nosi. So the Gemara mentions Nosi because of the Takone, that no one should give smiche without the president without the participation by the Nosi. But before the Takone, so even if he got the shoes, he didn't just got the shoes from his own, so he was part of the Shoah. they said, what she said, then the Shite, that's the Shite of the Rambam. But then, no, it's two separate of types of flames. Of course, Smicha itself, in its essence, involves, what does it mean? What does it mean, Smicha? That is someone who authorizes somebody else to be done. So yes, so essentially, smicha means an authorization. What an authorization to be done, to be made of and so on. So it's an isinas reshus, but there are two types of isinas reshus. One isinas reshus is an isinas reshus that is involved in smicha, and that can be done midraise by any someone. Then there was a takonis chachom in the. That Nazi has to participate, so that no one can be masmich without the participation of the Nazi. But then there is another Nisinas Rishus, and that's the Nisinas Rishus that has to be given only by the Nazi. And that Rishus is something else, because we see that even the Rishus and the Rishus said it doesn't have to be so. Most of the Rishus said, one Atzmuch. They were a few Rishgaluses, Bisman Chazal, who was Muchin, but most Rishgaluses had no smiche, and still they had jurisdiction to give Rishus to a Dayan, so that if the Dayan, if that Dayan who got Rishus from the Rishgaluses, if he makes a mistake, so he's part of Rishalim. So it's a different kind of a jurisdiction. So that jurisdiction that was vested in the Rishgaluses was also vested. In the Nazi, but the Rishgaluse had jurisdiction to give Rishus, so was oil and Chutzlar, and the Nazi had jurisdiction to give Rishus to his Dayan so that he should be immune against the Chiyuv Tashlumi. So that was only so the jurisdiction of the Nazi was only over Chutzlar, but it was a different type. Of the shoes. It was in the shoes to the shoes that the Dayan received from the Nazi, so that he would be put there of the shoes in case he made it toys. So that's something else. And then the shoes could be given all the time only by the Nazi, not by any song. Even before the Takon is Chachomi, the Smiche must be given by the Nazi. So before, prior to that Takon, so where any song could be Masmir, but insofar as the Ptut HaShmur is concerned, so only Dayan who received the shoes from the Nazi, he could give the shoes. So in other words, the Chidushi Aral mentions this today. Now, Teitzved mentions in Kashi against Rashi. According to Rashi, it appears that our Chon Muchel Rabbi, so his din is a din, even without Rishus from the Rishon, you say, but his din is a din, he only has to pay, but his din is valid, even if he made a mistake, so that he is only voluntarily submitted to the Torah. And they said that is not intended, but Bal Kovei, if he was done, if the Muchel Rabbi was done, Bal Kovei of the Baledim, so then it's not in it. That's how it's much more Kashi. So they said that the Kashi from the Gibor Davo, because from the Gibor Davo, it's much more that even without, without any Kabore. So even without Dayan's Lovin Torah, so Yochid Muzra can be done. Because where they was the Kabbalah, and they said Dayan's Lovin Torah, so even if he's not going to be Sariah, so he's been in it. How was the Raya? So the Raya is because the same price which says, so much also, Shalom Bey say, they more applied it to the case of Kiblaya Lion. What kind of Kiblaya Lion? That is what intended. But then the same felt that by the Rabbi. So when do we say, Mashiosu also, Mishalim they say, he has to pay, that it was only if he was not Mumchel Rabbi, but if he was Mumchel Rabbi, not,
So that means that the Reishe, which says, Mashos, also, Mishavu, they say, does not have reference to a Mumchal Rabbi. It has reference to one who is not Gomel Bishavu.
So this is
so that's a Kashi against Rashi. Now what will Rashi do with this Gemara?
So,
now from Rashi, so Mashma, that
the reason is why the Chal Rabbi
only because he only said that was in Teche, but Baal Kocho, his din is not
in the situation, and because of
Rashi. So when is the din of the Chal Rabbi if he said Kashi in Teche, but when he said that was in Teche, so then even if he's not in the Chal Rabbi, because the same for the Bible says, so Pturim Melishalim. That means that when the Reisha says Machos also Mishalim, they say he was not Mumchal Rabbi. So you have to say according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Reisha also deals with the Yochim Mumche. But the Reisha deals with the Yochim Mumche who was not Mikabel Rishus. And the Sefer deals with the Yochim Mumche who was Mikabel Rishus. So the question is, so why does the Sefer use the motion Vim or Mumchal Rabbi? So the Sefer should say Vim Kibbel Rishus. So why does the Sefer use the expression So therefore, it's according to the second shite that the Chiddush HaRan mentions, not the Ramban shite. So in other words, so Rishus doesn't mean just Rishus from any somewhere, but Rishus that is special Rishus. So what it means, Rishus from the Nosi, that this Dayan can be a Dayan L'Rabi.
So Rashi says, Maltem HaKinitzim,
so maybe that's why. That's why the Sefer uses the Rosh. In other words, he received the shoes from the Nosi that he can be a dying kavua for the Rabbi. That's why the Sefer uses the Rosh Nimoy Mumchel Rabbi. But the Reishe also deals with someone who is a Mumche. But he was not, he cannot be called Mumchel Rabbi. Mumchel Rabbi means that the Nosi authorized him to be the dying kokua for the Rabbi, for the whole public, for the whole community. So that's why the Sefer uses the Loshen, Mumchel Rabbi. But the Reishe doesn't deal with one who is a Mumchel Rabbi. But the Mumche is a dying Mumche. He is, but not Mumchel Rabbi. In other words, he wasn't authorized by the Nosi to be the dying for the Rabbi. So, but in Echaname, according to Rashi, so the Reishe can also deal with one, with the Yochid, who is a Chochem Mubek, who is a Mubek. But if he's not a Chochem Mubek, so even if he's a Yochid, even if he's a Chochem Mubek, so this is a deal only if the Baladin said dialogue of the Tere, but Baal Kocham can help. Mashen can say, so she is no. That if he's a Yochid Mubek, so even Baal Kocham Amesh, he can force them to litigate before him, and his din is a din, even if he made a mistake, his din is a din. But if he didn't get reshus from the Shmutzah, from the Rotin, so then he has to pay. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the. Now let's see. Now, let's go further to the Gemara, and then let's go to the Teitzet. Vimoyimum chalarash. Now.
So in other words, so one does not get malkes unless best made the noon in it.
Shmamino, so the Gemara says, but he has to pay. So the importance of the shoes is that he shouldn't have to pay. Omar, Haiman the boil in Eidam, Dine, Vito, the boil in Estere, Rishkel, the shoes and the Rishkel. So if one wants to be dying and he wants to have immunity, that even if he makes a mistake in his tzadik, in his judgment, he should still be potter to pay to the Baal Din. So
So then he is required to obtain the shoes from the Rishgul. V'cheinu amashua, Rishgul v'shusem be'Rishgul.
That
is not going to die. Right. So the
Gemara says,
no,
so mainly the possibility is not excluded that he will die. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel says it requires forgiveness.
If it is from bubble for bubble, chutzlore for chutzlore, so that is Pshitei, that the shoes that is given to a dying to be done by the Rishgoluse, in Bovel, by the Rishgoluse, so is effective for Bovel. And it's also Pshitei that the shoes that is given by the Rishgoluse, is effective for a dying in Eretz
Yisrael.
And it's also Pshitei that the shoes that is the Nosi is in Chik,
so that has to be done.
Is in Chik, and the Rishgoluse is Shevet. Kritanye, Vyoso Shevet, Yehude, Roshi Gold Yeshev Bobber, Shevet, as Yisroel be Shevet. Um Chik is me Beirago, Neipon of Jabila, Shevet, Roberat. Now, what is actually, you know, if you Shevet means an executive power, that's what Shevet means. Schoch, that means executive power. Mechekek means judicial power. Even though, I mean, in modern Hebrew, so Mechekek is called the legislator. But what it means, Al-Bedin, so Mechekek means one who has judicial power. And who has judicial power? The Bedin. Who passed the Shiloh? It's true that the best Nagodu has the key to enact the Kodesh, to make Zeret, and then every Jew is required to comply with all the Kodesh, with all the Zeret. But it's not Al-Pedin, you know, Al-Pedin, so it's not that the best Nagodu has the key to make new laws. It has that chaos, but theoretically speaking, actually it has that chaos, but on a theoretical level, no one has the chaos to register, to make new laws for people. The only one who has the authority to make laws for people is the Rebbeinu Shlomo. No one has. But the Beis Nagodol, as a matter of fact, the Rambam said that the Beis Nagodol will make a new law. Not as his yoke to guard the Dimiator, but the new law. So then, Beis Nagodol is able to say, but Beis has a keyach to make Zeres and Takones, so it's only as a Mishmeres to Mishmarti. So in other words, it's to enforce the Dimiator. So the keyach to make Takones, to make Zeres, is also incidental to their judicial authority. Because, as I said in Rosh Hashanah, in modern political philosophy, so there are three branches. There is an executive, and there is a legislative, and there is a judicial. But in the Torah, there is no such thing as legislative. The legislative, I mean the legislation, that's the Torah. And they are Takonis Chazal, Takonis Beis Nagodol. But all these are only as a Mishmeres to Mishmarti. So they are part and parcel of the judicial authority of the Beis Din to make new Takonis also, in order to enforce and to guard the Dinah Torah. But Beis Din, not even Beis Nagodol, has the keyach to make new laws just because they want to impose new laws. That keyach is vested in the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom did not give it to anybody. The Rebbeinu Shalom did give the keyach to Beis Nagodol to impose Takonis.
to Chazal, to impose takonet. But that's only as part and parcel of their judicial authority. So in other words, so they are only in the Malchus Yisrael, the Torah, there are two branches. There is an executive and there is the judicial. So Mechikik, that's the judicial authority that's vested in Bezin, in the north. He's the ratio of the Bezin. And then the Shevet, that's the executive. In whom, as long as there was a Malchus, there was a Melech, so the Melech was the chief executive. But then after the Chum, so the Rishkalu says, the Rambam says, when came Melech in Enzim. So he is the chief executive. So that Shevet. So the Gemara said, insofar as Schor is concerned, that what is Schor means? Schor means Kriya in the Kiyah to be Machkiyah. That's Schor. So that is an executive power. So that's vested in the Shevet. So Mehane, the Hoche Shevet, was a Mechikin. Gritanya, we also Shevet in Yehuda, you have a Shevet in Shevet. Shereidim et Yisroel b'shevet, u'mechikik m'bim baglo, im u'bnei bonof shel hilel, shem lamedim teiro mirad. So that's a pshin. That the Rishus that is given by the Rosh Galusa is effective for Bobel and is effective for Abishoy. The Rishus is also a pshin. That the Rishus that is given by the Mosi is effective for Abishoy. The Shaili is, mehotom loch, whether the Rishus that is given by the Nossi is effective for Chutzlan, for a guy in
Chutzlan.
My,
Toshoim,
Rabbi Barachone, Don Din, Vito, Otto, Kami, the Rathie, Omele, Ikibucha, La, Yeloi, Tishali, Viloi, Zilshli, Viho Rabbe, Viho Rabbe, Suri, so, Viho Rabbe Barachone, Rishus, Avenoki, And still, if they won't be covered, so then he had to pay him. But he had the shoes from the Nossi. Shmamino, Miochel, Hosom, Lohochel, Loimehane. Shmamino. So, in other words, so the one was fishing that the shoes of the Nossi is not effective for the soil.
So
the shoes of the Nossi is effective for the soil. The shoes of the Nossi. So the Gemara assumes the Halamine, that what Rabbe Baravune meant was that I would be potter to pay in case I make a toyes in my judgment, even though I did not get the shoes, even if I didn't get the shoes from you. So we see that the shoes of the Nossi is effective for the Torah. So in other words, it didn't mean that the fact that he had issues from the Nossi, so from the melee, it will be effective for Chutzlore and so on. So even without the issues of the Rishgulutse, and if he will make a mistake in his judgment, so then it will be part of the challenge. That's not, he just wanted to straighten out the Rishgulutse, and he wanted to point out
if you kill
the Rishgulutse, that the Rishgulutse should also have the Acharet. But he wasn't referring to the question as to whether we'll have to pay in case he makes a mistake in judgment. He wasn't discussing that. He just wanted to straighten out the Rishgulutse. To put the Mishgalus in his place.
So Islam said that it's in Dover Poshut that if there is a Shea Mitzgal, a Shea killed a human being,
is Chayyad Mitzgal.
Someone,
what was the purpose of that Rishus from the North
Sea? And he killed the Shea.
Now let's see the Rashi.
Why? Because since
Which clearly shows the Hindu Rishus not halfway in Shabbos. So the importance of a Rishus from the Shulusse or from the
Yossi
is only that he should be, that he should have immunity in respect to any mistake that he makes in the judgment. He would get to that.
All right.
So that's it.
Now, who is discussing here? So why does Rashi mention all of a sudden the Hefker Mezneb? So it is obvious that Rashi means to explain.
The Gemara says that if somebody obtained the Rishus from the Rishus, so then the Dayan who has that Rishus doesn't have to pay, even though he made a mistake in his judgment and because of that mistake, so won't Baldi sustain damage, so he doesn't have to pay. So why should he pay? It's always a magic. If he made a mistake, even if so he didn't specify that even though the deed is valid, that doesn't mean he's not a Mazik. In Mazikit, his deed is valid. It cannot be upset. So we see from the Gemara. Now one could argue that the Gemara didn't say the contrary. That he's not even to be married. After all, he rendered the judgment. And the judgment of the is valid in spite of the mistake, of the error he committed. So Mimele is not even married.
Right.
Why? The Baldin had to pay. The judgment was erroneous. But our Baldin needed an erroneous judgment in valid. So maybe it's not a matter. One could argue this way. So we see from the Gemara no. Because true, his judgment is valid. So why is it valid? Because he, in good faith, thought that's the deed that he passed to collect. Of course, if Zion will have to show him, render his deed and his judgment. And he will know that he doesn't ask in accordance with the Torah. But in bad faith, he will render such a judgment. So naturally, his judgment is null and void. Then he is not a Dayan and the Din is null and void. It's nothing. When we say that the judgment is valid, only if the Dayan in good faith was convinced that he passed incorrect. But it turned out that he made a mistake. So since there is a Dayan of Mashiach, so the Dayan has to render the judgment according to his conviction, so maybe it's valid. But the mistake it is, so maybe it magic is. So the question arises, Monashek, if the Mazik is considered, in spite of the fact that the judgment is valid, but the Mazik is considered, so what the veil of the shoes that the Rishkulusi gave it? So Rashi Shita is, so we could say that the reason is why he's potter. If he had issues from the Rishkulusi, because then on his own. And even though a Mazik is always higher for the Moed Leibom, and even one has been shaking, made it higher than Yoshim, but the Shem say that on his level is potter. So Melee, if he got Rishus from the Rishus, and he acted in good faith, and the Rishus he also had, so then he's on his level. So that's why he's potter. We could explain it that way, but Rashi doesn't seem to explain it on the basis of on Talmud's gone.
So you
no, there is a law health issue.
So you get limit.
So the question arises, of what avail is the issues if without the issues, so it's considered a nazik in spite of the fact that if without the issues, so the judgment is valid. So why do the sinners issues pattern is not clean? So apparently Rashi says that the reason is why he's potter is because of the aloha of Eska business. If he had the shoes from the Lishgaluse, so it's on the basis of Eska Bezen Hefker. On the basis of Eska Bezen Hefker that he doesn't become a mask. Now, so it's not a simple application of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Because after all, Bishleime is, let's say, if the diet, when he renders the judgment, will couple it with another judgment. First of all, he renders the judgment.
Now, Yerushalayim,
Chayim, Apotah, whatever it is. And then, together with the judgment, he'll render another judgment. In case I made a mistake, I made an error in my judgment, so I want to be Apotah.
Now,
and
so
I am operating on the basis of Hefkabeznes. But there is no such halacha that the Zion who received the Shulchan Aruch from the Lushluchse in order to be immune as against liability to the Baal Din, so he must couple the judgment with another judgment that in case he made a mistake, he should be punished.
So
no, even if he didn't couple this judgment with another judgment, case he made a mistake, he should be potter. He's still potter. So what does it mean? It means the truth. Without the Mishkalusis Rishu, so he's considered mad. Even though the judgment is valid. But with the Mishkalusis Rishu, he's not considered mad. Why? So in other words, the Mishkalusis can be mafkia the halishim mazik of the dying. Even when he makes a mistake in the judgment, he bona fide mistake in the judgment. Why? Because the Rishgalus says the kia has the healthcare. So the melee, the Rishgalus has the kia has the authority to be mafkia the din mazik of the dying. In case the dying makes a mistake in the judgment. So it's not a simple application of Hefker Bezen Hefker. It means the Rishgaluse, who has the keach of Hefker Bezen Hefker, so Mimele he can be mafkia, the din mazik of the Zion who makes a mistake. So without that keach in the Rishgaluse of Hefker, without the keach of Hefker Bezen Hefker that is mentioned in the Rishgaluse, he could be mafkia the demand of the diet. But because of the keach of Hefker Bezen Hefker that is vested in the Rishgaluse, he can be mafkia the demand of the diet. That's how it's possible. Anyway, so Rashi said that, from Rashi it's mashma, that the Rishgaluse had the kia bet, because Rashi says, the hefkia bet and hefkia, the chesid v'chol asher yob in shleishis hayom, chol asher yob in shleishis hayom. Now, then what Rashi proceeds, mechaiki, schor amuet. So Rashi calls Mechiki Shchomet. Why is it called Shchomet? Because it's mashma from Moshon of Rashi, the three of Shchora Ubedin is exactly the Kotal. The three of Shchora. When, what does the Beshin do? They only pass in Shire. They only pass in Shire. So the melee, so the masculine of Shire, that is Shchomet. And then, so what is Shevet? Shevet, that's the executive of power. So that's vested in the Rishgaluse. So there is a very strange Rashi. Rashi says, Shereli Mesor, Sheyesh Lohem Keach, Hu Rishus Meis Malchimor.
in order to be principal, you know.
So it appears from this Rashi
we must
that the whole authority, the executive authority and power can be kept. So in other words, you can tear the shoes. So reading is all, what reading is all mean? They can exercise the whole Hakoyen, would be principal, everything. Reading is all. So the force that can be exercised by the Mishkan
Yuseh
emanates
now
from Malchus Korach. So that's very strange. I mean, so if it's Malchus Korach, so why does the Gemara mention the Pasuk of Leyoso Shevet Meyehudo? Why did the Gemara mention the Pasuk of Leyoso Shevet Meyehudo? It has nothing to do with Yehuda. And with Malchus Bezdovich. He said, because Malchus Porat, I mean, it's not, Shevet Yehuda has nothing to do with that. And it's inconceivable, I mean, that just because Malchus Porat authorizes the Yehuda to exercise force, so because of that, they can exercise force. I mean, it's inconceivable.
If we say that
so there is so a whole cement
how
in the Sefer of the and he discusses
first of all
the very long cement. He discusses this Rashi at length. And the Kovel Rav says that according to Rashi, so Kiyach has gotten at on one hand, you see, there seems to be an inconsistency in the Rashi. On one hand, Rashi says, Shevet Roshan Shore, V'yishlem Rishus Lehavkir, V'yevkabez and Hevkir. So Rashi attributes the authority of the Mishkan Yuseh to the Alotre of Hevkabez. Then he says, V'yishlem Keach or Rishus Meishmal Kedvorah. So it's not bad. So he says that according to Rashi, the Keach Bezden is really Keach Bezden.
In Mishkan,
is really a
Kehamal.
Is really a Kehamal.
Then he must
hold. And so Dine Malchus Adine. And Hefkabez and Hefkabez is Einach. There's Aloch Hefkabez and Malchus Adine. And Malchus is a Kehamal. So there to be a Machleket Shemim where the Dine Malchus Adine applies to all Dine Mones or only to Masim. What does Masim mean? It's not the Aloch Hefkabez and Masim. Masim means anything that is indispensable for the functioning of the Malchus. There are certain prerogatives without which the Malchus couldn't function. The Malchus couldn't collect levies, taxes, so it couldn't function. So anything that is indispensable for the existence, for the Malchus, that's called Malchus. So only the Machleket Rishonim and the Rambam mention both the Yesachit Shishvet. Whether the Aloha of the Malchus and Dine applies only to Matzim Rambam, or it applies to all monetary matters.
In the Mishkan,
all the moments, all the moments. Now, so many Rishonim say that the Aloha of Dine Malchus and Dine, the Aloha of Dine Malchus and Dine applies only to Matzim Rabbim. Some Rishonim say it applies only. Now the question arises, how can Rishonim say that the Gemara Mefureshet the Chesed Sabbatim Amit Parsoya Aboy Mishnim? Now, the Aloha means that if somebody has possession in somebody's field for 3 years, and he is staying, that that field was transferred to him, so he keeps it.
So if we say Berlin now,
if the Chazok is copied with time,
by itself,
but Kol Chazok is in his highness, so in the Chazok. Suppose, let's say, Shimon, it happens to be a few 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then Ruben is more Kame. And it comes to him and says, my boy is my Ares. So he says, because you never protested, so I say,
hello.
I occupy your field, your premises, and you never protested, so I stayed there. He isn't telling that it was sold to him, and he was a shtar. So there, he has to read that the son, in other words, so Chazok is only in the right.
It's not the fact that one had the first profession for 3 years, so that gives him time. However,
if a person has a first possession, in all countries, if a person has a first possession without the real owner contesting, so that gives him time. That was the law in Malchus Park. But the law in Malchus Park was, if he had a first possession for 40 years, so then he gets
to be money.
So you see why? Because the Gemara says, the Gemara says, in both aspects. So we see that in the Malchus Adine applies even to matters other than Masim Ba'umiyyah.
Certain cities.
So it's a kasha against the Rishonim. And we say that Aloha of Malchus Adine applies only to Texas. So the answer is yes.
So you see,
all Rishonim agree that there is one Aloha of Malchus Adine that if a person, let's say, occupies and not takes away somebody's money through the Chikam of
Malchus, who is Mimane?
So it's not yet.
Who is Mimane the Sanhedrin?
Now let's say in this case, somebody bought a field. That's the case there in the Gemara. Somebody bought a field from Yisrael. And the Akum had the first possession in the field of Yisrael for 40 years. So the Yisrael bought the field from the Akum, who had the first possession in the field of Yisrael for 40 years, so he can stay there. It's not yet. So that the whole Rishonim agree that there is one aloche that if somebody uses the property of another person, Birishus Amokhus, and if it is, if it is not considered as possibility. The aloche of Dine Malchus Adine in so far as Texas are concerned does not only imply that it's not
gettable.
The Gemara says that if somebody pays a tax, he doesn't pay taxes, so it's a it's like not paying a debt that you owe to an. So it's not only that it's not gettable. If the aloche has been only that it's not gettable, it would mean that the one who collects the tax is not the government. But the one who doesn't pay the tax, who evades the tax, shouldn't be considered the government either. But the Gemara says that not paying the tax is a kosalote. It's like failing to pay money that you borrowed from an
act.
So it's not only that the collection of taxes by a balcony does not constitute gain. No, that goes without saying that when the Malchus collects taxes, so the Malchus is not either is incumbent upon the mayor also. So that goes without saying that he does not involve in Tagelo. But it's not only that, if the Malchus imposes levies, he taxes upon the people, so that becomes a debt, a real debt. It becomes as much of a debt like the debt you owe to a person who rendered services for you. So that's the halacha of the Malchus. So the machlekes Rishonim is whether that halacha of the Malchus that the Gemara mentions in Borokame, at the end of Borokame, that it's considered as a chayus, and that anyone who fails to pay the taxes is considered a maskia al-moy. So some Rishonim to say that this halacha applies not only to taxes, it applies to all the money, as long as it retains the Adine. So in other words, that means that the Malchus and the Keach to be Mafkia at the moment.
if the Malchus says that Rubin's property should become vested in Shimon, so it becomes vested in Shimon. And so, according to these regimes, and if Rubin will exercise ownership, according to these regimes, let's say the Malchus, assuming that it was the famous Neh-Dinesh, and the Malchus passed the law, then the field of Rubin should be forfeited to Shimon. Because Rubin committed a certain crime, so because of that, so the Malchus passed the law that Rubin's field should be forfeited to Shimon. Its entitlement should be vested to Shimon. So according to Rishenim, we say that the Malchus didn't apply to open the Mamreth. So there, Shimon will become the owner of that field, and the Hine of Shimon will be Kachanishim with that field, shall be Mikdash. But the other Rishenim would say, no, didn't Malchus didn't apply only to taxes. So they say with something that is indispensable for the functioning of the Malchus, but not to other monetary matters. So they will say, right, even though the Malchus declared by its law that the Rubin's karke is forfeited to Shimon, and it is still getting the Amdineh, so it only means that if Shimon will exercise ownership over it, he will not be egal. He will not be egal, but he doesn't become Shimon. So if Shimon, in whom does title remain vested? In Rubin. But if its title remains vested in Rubin, if Shimon exercises ownership, now the country should be considered the Gadlet. So since it was done to the authority of the Malchus, so it's not considered as get. It's not as good. We have to understand why, what kind of a din is it. But I mean, it's not our Indian. But it doesn't, but the Malchus doesn't have the keyach to be mafkiyah at the moment to make Rubin's moment into Shimon's moment. That's not. So we may like all these regimes, if the Malchus had declared that Rubin's field is forfeited to Shimon, and assuming that it is planted in the Amdineh, so then, and Shimon will be Kaddish and Nishim with that field, shall not be Mikadash. But Gedlo it is, according to all regimes. So the governor of the Dvar Avraham, he equates the Aloche of Hefka Bez and Hefka, and so what Malchus and Dine,
now we follow the calendar.
That is the same thing.
Now that's a separate.
Now I don't think I mean that this is the Pshat. So then he says that the reason is why Hefka Bez and Hefka, the Aloha of Hefka Bez and Hefka, that Bez can be Mafkia at the moment, and that Malchus can be Mafkia at the moment. So it's because they both represent the people. So that's all. The keyach is primarily vested in the people. But Bezdin shall Israel represent the people, and the Malchus Agoyim also represent the people. So that's why it's the same Aloche. The Malchus has the same keyach, and Bezdin has the same keyach. Now, and he says that because of the Rashi, Sheridin is all, Sheyesh Lem Keach or Rishus Mitzvah Tabach. But I think that the Pshat, I mean, what he says, what the Kofner Rav says, that the Aloch of Bezne, of Hefka Bezne Hefka, is based upon the fact that the best represents the people. That's probably true.
So,
but he equates. The Kofner Rav says that according to Rashi, it's the whole keach.
So
the whole keach of the Rishmuse emanates from Malchus Porat. I don't think that this is so. This is Kabbalah Rashi.
So we have to make
because if Rashi had meant that the keach of Hefka Bez and Hefka that is vested in the Rishmuse emanates from Malchus Porat, so he should have mentioned that in the first Rashi. When he said, Shevet Eshet Shorech, V'yesh Fem Rishus Rehafkir, V'hefka Bez and Hefka, V'chsiv Echola Shal Yovei, Echola Shal Yovei, V'chsiv, V'yesh Lohem, Keach Meis Malchus Porat. So he should have concluded there, V'yesh Lohem Keach Meis Malchus Porat. But he doesn't say, V'yesh Lohem Keach Meis Malchus Porat. He doesn't say that V'yesh Lohem Keach Meis Malchus Porat. So I think that Rashi means something else. That could be. that the doubt of Ekabes of Hekel is based upon the principle that the Bezdin represents the people. Because Bezdin has two prerogatives. First of all, Bezdin had the prerogative between Bezdin per se that the people should not do. Only Bezdin can do. Only Bezdin can do. Now, let's say, suppose you have in the whole city, so you have in the whole city, you have 10,000 Jews in the whole city. And but every one of the 10,000 Jews in the city is going to come over with something. So it's possible as a dying. So could the whole city have it in Bezdin to be done? Of course, if the Argomi of Sofia could be done, so three Jews, three gates could be in Bezdin. So 10,000 Jews certainly could be in Bezdin. But if they are not kosher won't be there as best in Gimel Shalom Gates, so even if they represent the whole city, the population of the whole city, they will not have a din of Bezdin. Because there are certain prerogatives that are vested in Bezdin as Bezdin. What's the prerogative that are vested in Bezdin? They are Bezdin. Lord, who can be done? It's not that a Torah is not decided by raising hands. How is the council of the religious Zionist organization and then tell all the men and the women, the members of the council, to raise their hands and decide it in Torah that way. Yeah, in Torah has to be decided by Bez. So one who is kosher Bezdin, he can be Bez. So these are prerogatives that are vested in Bezdin, between as Bez. But then there are other prerogatives that are vested in Bezdin. Not in Bezdin, between as Bezdin, but in Bezdin, between as representative of the people. And so, for example, now this din of Hefka, that's not, you can't say that any three Jews have the care of Hefka. Let's say, I mean, you just get three Jews and they all have the care to confiscate everybody's property. Hefka and Hefka, the whole Ashon Yodolish, Yacham Kodesh Yosei. So that is not vested in Bezdin Gimel Shel Yedes. That is not vested. Why? Because this aloche, the aloche of being done in the Torah, that is vested in Bezdin. What is Bezdin? So there is a Bezdin in the Yedes. So it's all in the Shaila, whether Eruv Bar Yisir Kanein, Eruv Bar Yisir, well, there is a Dinesh of Asai, not a Dinesh of Asai, but these are prerogatives that are vested in Bezdin with Eruv Bezdin. Not Bezdin is representing the people, but Mashenik in the Aloche of Hefka Bezdin Hefka. So I mean, the Ma'avom is right. So that is vested in Bezdin, not in Bezdin between the Bezdin per se, but because Bezdin represents the people.
And why is it
the Tzibur?
Because who there is
in Bezdin represents the Tzibur. For Horaye, the Mordechai in Borobasre mentions in Tshuva of Mashenik of Rabbeinu Yoshua Shiragelo, the desire to be your ear,
so if Bezdin will
so also have the Keach of Hefka Bezdin.
The third year
of this month will declare that the Tzibur appointed them as the representatives of the Tzibur, that they should have all the authority that the Tzibur has. That's how
it
is. So this Keach, this Keach of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, so that is vested in Bezdin, because they represent the people. But if Rashi doesn't mean when he says Sheyesh Lem Keach or Rishus Meis Malchi Porah, that's why the Rishgaluse has the Keach of Hefka Bezdin Hefka. No, the Rishgaluse has the Keach of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, because as the Rambam says, now the Rishgaluse was not elected by the people in Bor. It's not mentioned, I mean, there is no such historical fact that they were, elections and that the Rishgaluse was elected by the people.
So we said,
but the Tzibur accepted the authority of the people. If the Tzibur had not accepted
the authority of the Mishkuse, so the Mishkuse wouldn't have been able to exercise his authority. But there was no election. So there was no election. Mehicha Teiseh, can he represent the people? Bishlaimi, there was an election, let's say, and all the Jews in Bova had elected the Mishkuse that he should be the Mishkuse, he should represent them, and he should have all the authority that the Jew in Bova had. All right, so then the Mishkuse would have a din of Zion to be here, so he would be able to exercise his authority ultimately. But there is no such historical fact that the people explicitly elected the Rishuse and authorized the Rishuse and be delegated to him all the authority that was vested in the city. But they didn't rebel against. So in other words, they accepted the authority of the Rishuse. But there was no explicit appointment of the Jerusalem as the Zion to be here of Jew. So, but the Rambam says, so the question arises, why, how can the Jerusalem represent the Tzibur in all the authority the Tzibur has? So the Tzibur has a Keah to exercise force. Doesn't mean that the Tzibur has keyach to exercise force to grab a Jew and just hit it. I mean, it means according to the Dina Torah. So to enforce the Dina Torah, so the Tzibur has the right to exercise force, has the keyach. The Tzibur has the keyach to enforce the Dina Torah.
From this
Rashi to use force just like that. But so the Tzibur, so and the Rishkuse represents it. By what way does the Mishkuse represent the Tzibur? So the Rambam says,
Gerash, and Gerash negates the Yishes, the Dushin that was Chalmid Reis, and Liu negates the Yishes that was Chalmid Rabbanon. So just as Gerash, which negates
the Yishes that was Chalmid Reis, the Yish Lohen Liu the Yishes Yisrael the Holmoki, the Lodi Nalei. So the Rambam says, "Bimkim Melech Enayim." That means that there is
now,
is a partial Melech, has certain prerogatives of the Melech, and of course the Melech represents the Tzibur. There is no doubt that the Melech represents the Tzibur. So as a matter of fact, when the Rambam says, "Bimkim Melech Enayim," they are Bimkim Melech, but they are not Melochim. They do not have the din of the Melech. Let's say the aloche of Mirah the Malchus Chayim Mise doesn't apply to the Shkos. Now, if we were to what keiches, what authorities of Melech does the Rishkuse possess, and what authorities of Melech the Rishkuse doesn't possess, so the answer is what I said in connection with Bezit, that's our prerogatives that are vested in Bezit, like the authority to be done, to make a judicial determination, to pass, and the Psagdin should be valid even if they make a mistake. That's a Kiyah Bezdin. So that prerogative that is vested in Bezdin is not vested in Bezdin because the Bezdin represents the people. The people do not have that Kiyah to be done in it. Do not have the Kiyah. So that's a prerogative that is vested in Bezdin with Yiras Bezdin. And then there are prerogatives that are vested in the Bezdin Kavua, not B'teirat Bezdin, but B'teirat, the representative of the people, because the Bezdin represents the people, as like Hefka Bezdin Hefka. So Rabbi Gershon says that is vested in the Zayin Tuvayor. So the same thing is true of Melech. There are certain prerogatives that are vested in Melech, B'tiras Melech per se, not because the Melech is the manik of the people, so the Melech represents the people. No, like the aloche of Kol Isha Sheyamu Espicho Yumos, Melech Malchus Chayim Yisrael.